Taylor Marshall Show, Episode 13. Today we're going to talk about the liturgy of your life, creating a rhythm of daily prayer. Thank you for tuning in to the Taylor Marshall Show. This is the podcast for everyone who wants to take their faith to the next level. My goal today is to challenge you to create an intentional liturgy of life. Every single one of us has a liturgy of life, a pattern of devotion. You may have never heard of this before, but today we're going to look at a simple and basic plan to create this daily rhythm of devotion and love for the Holy Trinity. I'm going to share 6 ways that you can punctuate your day with the supernatural so that you can have more joy, a bigger and better apostolate, a happier family, and most important of all, stay near to the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. So stay tuned for that. That will be our featured segment. Now you may remember, in the last podcast, episode 12, I asked you to take a poll. I was thinking about dropping the live Q&A and adding a saint of the week. And I want to thank everyone for taking this survey. It was really interesting. I added a bunch of other questions in there about what you like, what could improve. And I really benefited from reading all those. And the results are in. 71% wanted saint of the week. 23% wanted live Q&A kept, and 4% have no preference. So clearly the scales tip towards Saint of the Week. However, what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep the Q&A hotline on the website open. And if you have a question, call in. I will continue to answer questions, and perhaps I'll make a whole podcast out of your question. I'd be interested in doing that as well. So we will keep it going, but we're going to put more of our emphasis on the Saint of the Week because that seems to be what more people like. And to be honest, it's just easier for me to do in producing this podcast. So thank you to everyone who took the survey. If you still want to take the survey, I'd love to hear from you. Just go to taylormarshall.com/Taylor Marshall Show and you'll see it there. Or you can go to taylormarshall.com and click on podcast and you'll see all the podcasts that we've ever done on there and the survey. So again, thank you to everyone who took the survey. Really helped me get a better bird's eye view of what the podcast is all about. And also, this podcast and all of them are brought to you by the New St. Thomas Institute, which is an online member institute where members have access to video courses that I create on a weekly basis. And our members also have access to the audio files, the bonuses, the notes, and our member forum. Today, we put up some really good videos, an interview with Dave Palmer to continuation on how to read the Summa in 1 year. This is just his practical advice to laymen. I also did a little video on which Summa of Thomas Aquinas you should purchase, which version. I've looked at a lot of them, I've studied a lot of them, and I have pretty clear convictions on which one you should get, so we did a video on that. And then we did some bonus videos on indulgences. We're also going to be putting out, for the members who are listening, how to learn Latin instructional videos. I started recording those this week, and they'll start to appear after Thanksgiving. Those will be free to all the members of the Institute. So if you're interested in learning more, if you want to take video courses, you want to learn Latin, you want to learn about Aquinas, all of December is going to be about our Blessed Mother and Mariology. If you're interested in that kind of thing, check us out, newstthomas.com, newstthomas.com. And if you're already a member, go over there and see the new videos. I think you're really going to like them. Okay, so as is our custom, we will do the proverb of the week. Just a reminder, this podcast is in 5 parts. We usually have tip of the week, number 1. Number 2, proverb of the week. Number 3, the featured segment. Number 4 was usually our Q&A. We're going to start having a saint there. And number 5, the Latin word of the week. By the way, in the survey, I was really surprised how many people like Latin word of the week. Interestingly, the most popular thing was the featured segment, but the second most popular thing on the survey was the tip of the week, which kind of surprised me. People like that tip of the week, so we're going to keep going strong with the tip of the week. And the tip of the week for this week is using an online calendar that syncs with your mobile device. Let me make a little confession. Up until maybe a couple years ago, I did not use a calendar. Somehow I thought my brain could be overloaded with all the details of dates with my wife and activities and sports with the kids and work activities and deadlines and blogging and all the things that are going on in my life, and really just fried out my brain. And so then I discovered the need to use a calendar. And what I've found is if you don't put it on the calendar, it won't get done. And I'm talking about everything, including going to mass, having lunch with somebody, breakfast with people, even coffees, just putting it all there. And honestly, when I look at the beginning of the week and I see that whole calendar, sometimes it can be overwhelming, but at least I have a firm idea of what needs to be done. And it makes me more intentional about my time. You know, if I need to refuse a lunch appointment or a breakfast or a coffee, I can just do that because I realize this is going to be a tough week. There's a lot of stuff booked in here. Similarly, if it's a lighter week, I have the freedom to put in a little bit of more buffer activity. So using a calendar is key, and it has to sync up with your mobile device. If you have a smartphone, man, it sure is nice to have that synced up where I can just pull it out of my pocket and see what needs to be done today and tomorrow. Another little tip is I have my wife synced in on that so she can see what I'm doing, and it just works together great. Okay, so that's the tip of the week. Use a calendar. You probably already do that, but I think these digital calendars synced up with your phone is the way to go. Now, the proverb of the week is one of my favorites of all time. It's Proverbs chapter 11, verse 22, and it goes like this. Like a gold ring in a swine's snout is a beautiful woman without discretion. So picture a big fat pig with a golden ring pierced through its nose, and then all this hog snot running out of the nose onto the gold ring. Is the gold ring valuable? Yes, it's gold. But it's in the snout of a dirty pig. And remember, this is written by Jews, right? The pig is dirty. It's not kosher. So this is what a beautiful woman without discretion is like. So this would be a beautiful woman. And it could apply to men as well, right? A beautiful woman, but, you know, maybe the way she speaks is immodest. Maybe the way she dresses is immodest. And when I was a teenager, I was not Catholic, but kind of ran in evangelical circles, we would refer to really beautiful girls who were dressed with maybe too much skin showing as, quote, gold ringers. Gold ringers. And it was a reference to this proverb, Proverbs 11:22. A beautiful woman without discretion. So, you know, if you were out and a girl was coming up and maybe she was not wearing enough clothes, your buddy would say, hey, look out, here comes a gold ringer. And that meant look the other way for the sake of holy purity. So it's a funny little proverb. It shows sort of the earthiness of the sacred scriptures. And again, like a gold ring in a swine's snout is a beautiful woman without discretion. So guys, look out for those gold ringers, okay? And now we'll move on to our featured segment. Imagine if you went to Mass and the priest just sort of mixed up the liturgy of the Holy Sacrifice. You know, maybe it started off with the blessing, and then he did the Gloria, and maybe then he did the Kyrie, and then he did the consecration, and then the sermon, and then maybe he added some things here and there and mix it all up. Or maybe he just omitted giant chunks of the liturgy. Well, first of all, that would be extremely confusing to the laity. It would also be gravely sinful to tamper with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. But worst of all, it would undermine the entire purpose of the liturgy, which is to gradually have us ascend the mountain of God and be brought into union, communion with Jesus Christ. There is a well-planned, well-thought-out structure to the way the liturgy works that's been unchanged for 2,000 years in the East and in the West. And that pattern works, and it's familiar. Unfortunately, in our own lives, we aren't intentional. We don't have a game plan for how our daily life works. Every day, God gives us a new day and daily bread. And why does he do that? So that we can draw closer to him. Every day that's not spent drawing closer to the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, is a wasted day. It's wasted. So what we need to do is get a game plan together, get a strategy, so that we can make sure that every day brings us closer and closer to God, that every day is supernaturalized. So we won't spend a lot of time because these are very basic points. I'm going to share six recommendations from my own life and encourage you and challenge you to try to make your day liturgical. That doesn't mean that you have to be in a church. What it means is that you set forth a pattern that you live every single day. And the way you do this is you punctuate certain times of the day with certain acts of love or prayer. So, for example, when the alarm rings in the morning and you wake up, the first thing you do is you pray the morning offering. The morning offering. All right, you offer that whole day, all your joys, works, and sufferings to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, for the intentions of your relatives and friends, for the Holy Father, and you start off the day saying, God, this day is for you. Secondly, number two, I'd recommend that you pray three Hail Marys right then and there to Our Lady, asking her to pray for you, asking her to pray to Jesus for your holy purity. I think this is especially appropriate for men who struggle more with holy purity, right? But it's also a good idea for the ladies as well, right? During that day, you're going to have temptations. Why not just start off saying, God, I'm trying to be humble here. I'm going to ask the Blessed Mother to pray for me throughout the days. By the way, this devotion was revealed to Saint Matilda. It used to be a very popular devotion. It's no longer popular, but I think in our time of immodesty, we need to be bringing it back. So three Hail Marys. So number one, morning offering. Number two, those three Hail Marys for holy purity. And then sometime during the day, I think it's best in the morning, but wherever your day, wherever there's a hole in your day or wherever you can make a hole in your day, mental prayer. We've talked about this before in other podcasts, but to set down 5 to 15, maybe 20 to 30 eventually, but 5 to 15 initially to pray. Remember, mental prayer is just talking to God. I'm really nervous about today because I have this podcast to make, or I'm really sad because this happened to my friend, or I'm really angry at my spouse because of this, or Jesus, I just want to know you more deeply, or I feel like I'm not close to you anymore. This is your time to open your heart and talk to God. And you'll get distracted, I guarantee that. And what I encourage you to do is get an image that you love, or I find this to be helpful, a book. Now, you're not reading the book during this time, but you're using the book, like the book of Proverbs, to read short little verses that inspire you. And then you can raise your heart to God. And if you start getting distracted, read another verse, raise your heart to God. Read another verse, raise your heart to God, to kind of just keep you back into the spirit of prayer. All right, number four, prayer at meals. You probably already do this one, but it's really important that we recognize that everything that we receive, our salaries, our insurance, any benefits, all income, everything that we get comes from the hand of God. And the way to acknowledge that is to pray at meals. The only way we can live is if we have water and food. Otherwise, we will die. So we should pray at meals, and we should thank God for this food. We should ask God's blessing on it. It's also a good time every once in a while, especially at dinner with the kids, to thank God for our houses, for our children, for our spouses, for our yards, for our cars, whatever it is, so that it reminds ourselves, but also our kids, that all of these good things are gifts from God. Okay? And then, and that's all three meals, praying at meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now, number five, I've talked about this before, is the daily rosary. You've got to be praying the daily rosary. Let me tell you, every time Our Lady shows up in an apparition, she's asking us to pray the rosary. The popes are always asking us to pray the rosary. Over the last 150 years, every pope is asking the lay people to pray the rosary. It's highly indulgenced. You can get a plenary if you pray it with your family or in a church. Pray the rosary. Those mysteries, as you meditate on those mysteries, will lead you deeper and deeper into the gospel. And that's where we want to be, right? We want our hearts in the gospel so that we can be a part of the new evangelization, leading people to know Christ, right? But we can't lead people to know Christ unless we know him ourselves. And the best tool for that is the rosary, all right? That's number five. And number six, the last one, is the daily examination of conscience. Daily examination of conscience. We did a video of this on the in the New St. Thomas Institute on how to use the seven deadly sins using an acronym called Pale Gas. I won't go into it because it'll take way too long. But Pale Gas stands for pride, anger, lust, envy, gluttony, avarice, and sloth. You go through those categories of sins and you think about your day. Honestly, this for me, maybe you'll judge me and think I'm not very spiritual, but this is like 15 seconds. 15 seconds, right? There's seven kids. There's a lot to do during the day. I'm exhausted, but I try to just run down through the seven deadly sins in my own day and see where I have failed God, failed my neighbor, and failed myself. And then I ask for forgiveness. And then finally, three Hail Marys for holy purity right there at the end of the day. I actually tack mine onto the end of the rosary at night, but those three Hail Marys morning and evening. So there you are, six easy, this is not a big time commitment. These are little bitty punctuation marks throughout the day. In review, number one, morning offering. Number two, three Hail Marys. Number three, mental prayer. Number four, prayer at meals. Number five, the rosary. Number six, your examination of conscience. And there you go. All day long, almost every hour, you have a moment of prayer and devotion for God. And I guarantee you, if you make these habits, if you turn these into virtues, you will begin to have a deep and powerful prayer life. Thanks be to God. And now we're going to go to our first ever Saint of the Week, Saint Edmund the King and Martyr. You know, our Lord Jesus Christ says that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. But with God, you know, all things are possible. Today we have a rich man, a powerful man, the king of East Anglia, Saint Edmund, a martyr. In fact, the name Edmund in Anglo-Saxon means riches or wealth. He died on November 20th, 869, during the time when the Vikings were devastating Northern Europe. I mean, the Christians were in big trouble. The Vikings were coming through. They were going to convents. They loved to go to convents. You know why? Because there were virgins and gold in every single convent. And that's where these terrible Vikings would go. Of course, over time, Christ converted these Vikings. They became the Normans. Great men of faith, the grandchildren at least of these terrible men, and leaders in the Crusades, right? The Normans, and in many ways saved Europe. But at this time, the Vikings were bad dudes, and they came into East Anglia, and they killed Edmund, who is counted as a martyr. And I'll read to you an account of his martyrdom. And just FYI, in this account, which is a bit archaic, it's the Passion of St. Edmund, They refer to missiles, and missiles here mean arrows, not like nuclear missiles. Okay, so here it goes. The heathens then became brutally angry because of Edmund's beliefs, because he called Christ to help. They shot then with missiles as if to amuse themselves until he was covered with their missiles as with bristles of a hedgehog, just as St. Sebastian was. Then Hinguar, the dishonorable Viking, saw that the noble king did not desire to renounce Christ, and with resolute faith, always called to him. Hinguar then commanded to behead the king, and the heathens thus did. While this was happening, Edmund called to Christ still. Then the heathens dragged the holy man to slaughter, and with a stroke struck the head from him. His soul set forth, blessed to Christ. End quote. So St. Edmund, to the very end, confessed his faith as Christ the Savior. Before all this happened, they began to beat him and see if he would renounce Christ and renounce his Christian faith. He would not, so they tied him up, shot him with missiles or arrows till he looked like a porcupine, and then he still confessed to Christ, and they cut off his head. On November 20th, 869, St. Edmund the Martyr, pray for us. Well, before we get to our Latin word of the week, this week's Latin word of the week, by the way, is porcus. We'll talk about that in just a minute. As I was in the car this morning, I met with a friend for breakfast, and we were talking about Our Lady of Guadalupe and how much we love Our Lady and all the things that she's done in history and the things that she is doing right now in the world. And I just was really inspired, and I was driving home, and I just had this sense that I need to dedicate everything I do, everything in the apostolate, whether it's Troops of St. George, New St. Thomas Institute, the blog, the podcast, speaking, everything needs to be dedicated and consecrated to Our Lady, which it is, but especially consecrated in the month of December. So starting December 1st, everything on the blog, everything on the podcast, everything on New St. Thomas Institute, and I'm going to think of a special way to consecrate the Troops of St. George to Our Lady, consecrated to her Immaculate Heart. And so be ready when we get to December, all the podcasts, all the tips, all the Latin words of the week, all the saints, all the blog posts every day, everything is going to be 24/7 Blessed Virgin Mary. So I hope you like that. If you don't, just check back with us on January 1st. But I think it's going to be a great month. It's going to be exciting, and it's going to be great, I think, for me spiritually. So hopefully you'll stick with me, and we'll learn a lot about our Blessed Mother, who we love so much. Okay, so Latin word of the week is porcus. You may be able to guess what it is. It means pig, porcus. So if you're going to eat some pork, or if you use the word pork, guess what? You're using a Latin word right there. Porcus means pig, pig. In fact, a porcupine is a pig with spines sticking out of it, right? That's a porcupine. So porcus, right? And it also reminds us, it goes back to our proverb of the week, the gold ringer. The woman without discretion is like a gold ring in the snout of a pig. So don't be a gold ringer and don't be a porcus. Okay, well, thanks for listening again. If you like this podcast, please go to iTunes and give it a rating. I want to thank everybody who has gone over to iTunes and left a review and a 5-star rating. That means the world to me. It keeps me going, keeps me inspired doing this podcast. So if you like this podcast, please do so. And please subscribe to it in iTunes if you don't already. That way you'll get the new episode every single Wednesday, 52 weeks of the year. That's the plan. So go ahead and subscribe, and you'll get the podcasts every week. All right, as we say every week, our Lord Jesus Christ said that we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty.